It is Mind Food Radio, and it's time to say hello to my favourite mind food psychologist, Dr. Emily O'Leary. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Nikki. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. Now, we are talking today about natural medicine. That is what's in the April edition of Mind Food magazine. How do we underestimate, Emily, how conditioned our bodies get to our day-to-day lives?
I think in today's busy society, we often don't stop and smell the roses. And there's been quite a lot of research and links between the use of nature and imagery and just stopping and trying to be present in the moment. And I think, you know, that was a lot of the point behind the article, was that we really need to link in and hook into some of those beautiful natural landscapes and just what's going on around us, instead of getting caught up in our heads.
Which we do. We really do. So what are some of the signs, Emily, that we could be missing, or some clues maybe, that we need to reconnect with nature?
You know, I talk to a lot of clients about this during the day, and I think one of the big ones is generally just kind of feeling apathetic, like you're going through the motions. It's Groundhog Day. It's just going over and over again. And you're losing some of those little pockets of joy and meaning. You're starting to get dissatisfied. You might feel a bit down. What's the point? And it's really about sort of stopping and going, well, you know, am I actually focusing on the little things that happen each day and what's actually going on? So if you have to pop out for lunch, you know, actually having a look at the beautiful colour of the sky, or the flowers as you walk past, or the smell of the bakery as you walk past it. And it's just trying to focus on the right now instead of, like, the future.
So is that really mindfulness?
It's mindfulness with a big dollop of nature. And I think using the imagery of all of that is really useful. I mean, I think I talk in the article a lot about the water and the trees and just kind of capturing that. Because we are overstimulated a lot of the time with a lot of noise and bright lights. And I think, you know, many, many years ago, it used to be a lot simpler.
I heard a statistic the other day that I found exceptionally frightening. The average person checks their phone 2,500 times a day.
Really? I haven't heard that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Now, I heard a stat sort of around about 3 years ago that it was 150 times a day. And that was really before the smartphone thing had kicked in. But, I mean, that gives you a rough indication of how much time we're spending on our phones. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you sometimes do, when you do your self-reflection and, you know, and you kind of say, okay, well, even if you go, you can't start to remember what you did the day before or what you had for lunch or when the last time, you know, you actually saw someone. And it's usually that signal that you start getting on that roller coaster round and round, getting faster and faster, with no real stopping and actually thinking, is this really the direction I want to go? And, you know, natural medicine and really linking with that, is, I think, just trying to focus on the important things and the beauty in life rather than what's my next goal, what's my next thing to do.
I think, to be honest, in Australasia anyway, the councils and, you know, the city planners, they've made a real effort to try and get green space into our cities. So it is actually there. It's just whether or not we utilise it.
Oh, look, absolutely. And, you know, I talk about this stuff all the time. I wrote the column on it. But even this morning when I was going out, you know, to go and grab a coffee, you know, I actually had to constantly say to myself on the way back to stop, take a breather and look at the sky, because that was half the point to actually walk to the cafe, was so I can just, you know, disconnect from what was going on. But it's so easy for us to get hooked into the busyness of life. And, yeah, we do. We do, you know, we don't smell the roses enough.
I was just about to say, so here endeth the lesson from Dr. Emily O'Leary, and we should take time to smell the roses.
Absolutely.
Look, thank you for another fantastic article, Emily. Enjoy the rest of your month.
You too, Nikki. Talk soon.